we decided to go with math because math performance is an outcome that has been investigated in terms of its relationship with other characteristics, the experience of being objectified or stigmatized. And so that's why we selected math.
Can you talk to me a little bit about how you selected the data from which to use in this study?
In 1998, 1999, about 22,000 children and their families were recruited to participate in this research. The children were followed from kindergarten entry through eighth grade. We selected the kindergarten through fifth grade period to study. We controlled for a number of factors that are known to be associated with weight status and with academic outcomes. So we accounted for, in advance of all the other analyses that we did, factors like child race, household income, mother education, household structure, parent expectations for children's educational attainment, parental depression. We controlled for a whole basket of variables that you would expect to be related with our outcomes.
What is your advice for the educational field, the parental field, and children themselves who might be listening to this? What's your advice for them to kind of avoid having to deal with these issues?
We know from work done by the Kaiser Family Foundation that children are spending increasing amounts of time with screen media devices. And that's sedentary activity. That is sedentary activity. And it's a very engaging form of sedentary activity. And we want to make sure that children are learning to enjoy being active and to enjoy the ingredients that go along with kind of developing healthy habits early in life that maybe they can sustain in adulthood.